Can you tell me about some of the old buildings around the canal?
Well, we've been over the most interesting one, I think, is the aqueduct in Llangollen. And that's 126 feet high. And when they built it in the 1800s, Thomas Telford's name was involved a lot, but there was also an engineer who started the project called William Jessop. And it was his idea to connect the two valleys. And that's why they decided to do it with a big aqueduct. But it took a lot of building, and they built it, I think it's the metal frame was Welsh flannel, and they used Welsh flannel, lime and ox blood, and they boiled the metal in boiling sugar. I'm not entirely sure why, but it's quite interesting. But yeah, that is amazing, because it is very tall and the edge is only 3 inches wide when you go over it in a boat. And when they clean it, because we were there when they cleaned it, and they have to move the fish because they have to drain it and put clean water in, and they use little electronic pulses to just stun the fish, and then they gather up in nets and put them in buckets and take them to the other side, and then they put them back in when they've cleaned it all out. And they can only use the original Welsh flannel when they fix it, and that's really expensive, so they have to have special engineers come and fix it, and that's amazing. And there was a story years ago, I don't know if it's true, that a lady in Victorian times fell off it. And because, you know, they had these big crinoline skirts with metal frames, apparently they said she floated to the ground and it acted like a balloon. But I don't think that would be true, do you? I think it was just a rumour.
Well, the Canal and River Trust, who look after the canals, they try and keep all these old buildings. If they're worth keeping, a lot of them were actually knocked down. They couldn't be restored, but quite a few of them have been restored and in operation for people to view today. Well, we've got a building in Welshpool. There's two buildings. We used to have an old mill in, because they used to grind corn and stuff, and the canal was used to drive the wheel of the mill to grind the corn. That building is still standing, although they don't grind corn there anymore.
I don't know a lot about the buildings in the canal. I know the bridges are beautiful. They're tiny, that you come across along the canal, and they really do look quaint. And the lock keeper's cottage, it's just a fantastically interesting place. I don't quite know how locks work. I've got a general idea, but I don't know a lot about them. And I've just seen them repairing a house by the side of the canal that I think used to be a storeroom, right by the crossroads in the middle of Llanymannoch. So it's, yeah, they're all 18th century buildings, because that's when the canal was built.
Yes, what you know is the canal centre is the place where the horses were kept and the ponies were kept, which served the canal, because the canal boats were pulled by horses, so they had to have somewhere where they could change horses and so on. And it belonged to the inn. I think it was called the Sun Inn, which was up on the level of the road. And so that was all pulled down when they rebuilt the bridge, because it was too narrow for certain boats to go under and everything. And it was very difficult for cars and buses to pass over because it was very humpy.
On the Llansanfraid Road, just as you go out of Four Crosses, there's a humpback bridge there, which is a canal bridge, and it's called the Clafton Bridge. And it's quite important, really, because along around there, there's a settlement. It's called Clafton Settlement. And there's an old warehouse that's now a house. There's canal cottages, and they're called canal cottages. That's their names. And people live in there or come up there for holidays. And by there, there used to be, not in my time, before I was born, but there used to be a public house. And it was called the Coal Bunker. No, the Coal House it was called. And it was probably called the Coal House because they needed coal to fire up the lime kilns. And there used to be four lime kilns along there, not a very big one like at Clanmanagh. They were just little individual ones, and they were probably something to do with the people who lived there who actually worked on them. But the canal has obviously finished, so there is no lime kilns there. But if you look in the fields as you go past, you can see lumps and bumps, so I think that's where they were.
And also on the canal, one of the canal cottages, there's a sign, if you look when you're at the traffic lights waiting, that a famous boxer was born there in one of the in one of the cottages there, to see the plaque on the sign. And it's pictured in the leisure centre at Oswestry.
Where I live, there's an old wharf building, and it's got the remains of the wooden structures which come out of the top, which was to help unload the barges.
Starting from Pentry Island, at Newbridge there, where the aqueduct is the, what they call the salt house. It's now a dwelling. People have converted it to live in. And that was the salt house. And the only recollection I can think is perhaps in those days they didn't have fridges, so they used salt to keep things in reasonable order. That's the only way I can think about it. And then I can just about remember at Clapton Bridge, which is the one where you go from Four Crosses to Llansanfraid, where the traffic lights are. I can just remember a barge unloading there into that warehouse. And as you go from Clapton Bridge towards Mardy Bridge, sort of before you get to Rustland Bridge, there's a what they call a culvert, which is a pipe that goes under the canal that brings the water from Rustland Farm under the canal and down the Sarnwen Brook, comes out by the War Memorial. This one particular day, he put his feet down like that, and this culvert, as they call it, was made of bricks. And, of course, it went straight down under the bricks. And, of course, out went the water. And that field there was covered in water and covered in fish. People came to, you know, to get the fish. And also with the canal, at every bridge, there's a slot each side. So if they want to section a piece off, they have these boards which they drop down. So they can do it at one bridge and do it if they want to do something there.